There was a day, or was even today, I saw that I called Chika Chixie. I cannot for the life of me remember how Chika got the nickname Chixie.
I've had that nickname
Really?
since I was 13, so it's really not a problem. Oh my days. Oh, in secondary school, people were mean for no
For no
reason.
reason.
No reason.
You
They were
know,
just a bunch of
sometimes I
12,
see.
13-year-old girls just mean to
Let me not lie. Why I'm saying sometimes I see reason is because there was one that were mean because I don't know. Was it like a thing? So if you see someone that was just really annoying and just annoyed the hell out of you, you'd be mean to them, yeah?
No, but I always thought like you could. I
Like
was such a
annoying people.
proponent of like you can avoid them, you can ignore them as well. Yes, you didn't have to. Like in my primary school, there was one girl in my class. She was very annoying. Like I think I still remember her name. She was very annoying. I used to ignore her, but people used to pick on her because she was annoying. And then there was now one day. You know how people say, "Oh, be kind, be kind." You know what people are going. There was one day that I think the thing got to her, and this girl was weeping and bawling. And honestly, I think that day I was more amused at how other people in the class responded because I was like, wait, this is not what you wanted.
The point of being mean. So you know how some people's way of being like sociable, like having fun, is by being mean.
I
Like,
bet.
why was that a thing though? I don't know
I
why that
hate
was a
people like
thing.
that.
It was just weird. Like, people, it's not even, they were mean to the annoying ones, mean amongst their friends, mean to everybody. It was just a very toxic
And then I'll even
environment.
say something. The worst people are the ones who didn't actually mature and grow out of it. Like in university, there's somebody we all know who was just a bully.
What's so crazy that the annoying people were the bullies. That's what I was even trying to say. There were
No.
I know one person who was annoying and a
Imagine
bully,
being
so you have
annoying and a bullying in one
so
continuum.
I'll tell you that it's the worst combo ever. It's the worst combo ever. And it's funny because I feel like maybe it's also a piece of insecurity.
Oh,
Because why are you
definitely.
a bully and why are you annoying
At
at
the
the
same
same time?
damn
You
time.
have to be to them and be humble. Do you get? Some people just deserve some meanness. It reminds me of one time my cousin. So my cousin and I went to same secondary school and there was this girl below us, like a grade below us. She always used to pick on her all the time for some reason because she had like a tiny voice. Because you know, in my family, I don't know why we have tiny voices. One day, she just vexed. I said, "See your mom." She
And I know that that person for sure has bommolis. Maybe person had Lebe. You know, that's my favorite brand of insults, personally. When they use something that is like an obvious character, obvious trait to insult, I love it so much.
That what she just did one time,
It
it's so
stuck.
effective.
It's
I'm
it
telling
is.
you.
The person will never speak again. As per, they'll never even talk to you again. Ah, no. Secondary school was toxic environment. I don't, you know, people be talking about like, oh, they miss high school. I do not miss
I
it.
don't.
Oh my
I
God,
really
you know that's
do.
so crazy to me, guys, because I loved high school so much.
I love that for you personally.
Had so much fun. Like,
Okay,
speaking
so I didn't
school.
like junior school, but I liked my senior school, but I didn't like my junior school.
Me, I ate everything off. Oh, I know why you didn't like me. You went to Laguna, Abi.
Went to Darwin.
Okay.
Before we continue, we need to introduce our guests. So,
So,
sorry.
yes, we need to our guests. So, have Esther and then returning for season four, I guess. We have Irene.
They have, I mean, Irene has been a guest before, and Esther was on the same episode, but she was at the back, so you guys didn't hear her properly. But yeah, welcome, guys. Lovely to have you guys here. These are some of our closest friends. Atinix, you were saying something. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. I was talking about the Justin Yiji series. I'm not understanding the story. So they actually went to watch it. Like, like watch the lineup to understand the story, right? So the story is that there's this boy, his name is Surprise. He has a sister called Prestige. How he selected names beyond me, because why he selected names like Surprise, Prestige.
Surprise. No, the crazy thing. Yeah. The fact that you're asking that question just seems the kind of upbringing that you had. When I tell you that the reason why I relate so much to that thing is because I went to a school in Ghana that was very much that kind of shit was going down.
Yeah, that is a prestige.
Surprising, but
surprise. Mm-hmm. Apologize.
Testimony. All those names.
That is what I heard.
Fine. Okay, now let me just finish the story. So the apologize had a sister called Prestige, and Apologize had two seniors. Difference, which was who was in like SS2, and then Surprise, who was in SS3. So Difference and Surprise had a crush on Apologize's sister Prestige, right? So there was a day. So obviously Difference is in the younger SS2 and Surprise in SS3, right? So Surprise sent Difference to give Prestige body fantasy. You know that body fantasy
let me tell you thing, that body fantasy is lit. Like in high school you had, oh my god, so there was body fantasy, right? But I don't know if you guys went to boarding school
and Victoria's Secret.
Updated before body fantasy, or during the same time as body fantasy, there was this spray called Color Me, and it had different colors.
I still use Color Me. I use Color Me Purple, actually.
Color Me was bad.
No, it's really nice.
We have to be on the lookout. Anywho, so let me tell you what now went down. You guys need to go and watch it for yourself, because it's the way I was so entertained. So that was how Difference gave Prestige the body spray, but she did not say it was from Surprise. He lied that it was from him. Oh yeah, now I think they went for midterm break and they came back. That's how Apologize went to report Difference.
Apologize didn't even have to do that.
I don't think that was his intention. I think it was that because Surprise is the older senior, so Surprise used to give him like preferential treatment. Like, you know, when you're a junior and there's a senior that gives you preferential treatment, so obviously you have to, anything that concerns him, you want him to know. It was like, oh, that Difference gave my sister body fantasy and said it was from him. That's how Surprise vexed. I said, where is Difference? And why did Difference go and tell Prestige that he gave her body fantasy when it was me that sent it to her? That's how they started fighting. And it got sent to the principal's office, who happened to be Lai Wasabi. I don't know if you guys have watched
that. That was so cool. I was happy.
It was so cool. Actually, can I just say that?
Irene, have they done a crossover with Gilmore as well? Have they done?
Yes! Yes! Yeah. That same one. He was like one of the students as well. I'm just like, this is peak comedy. It's so accurate about how that drama is. So that's how drama used to ensue in secondary school. Do you guys remember? Because things were so normal back then. It's like, why are you lying?
Guys, I have tea for you guys. So when I was in secondary school, right? This drama. So I went to an all girls secondary school at some point in my life, and then there was an all boys version of the secondary school. So the girls and the boys from the two schools were hooking up, like meeting up. It was the whole thing, right? So it was our own little village. So there was this girl and these two girls in my class. They both of them were my friends, actually. I'll keep their names, or will you bleep their names out?
Use girl one and girl two.
So girl one and girl two were all friends. However, they had like a thing with a guy. The crazy thing is not even that they were really fighting about a guy, but they're fighting about maybe like a girl talks to a guy and says something, but it involved guys from the other all boys school. And at that time, two applications that were popping, Facebook and Stardoll. Like Stardoll was the shit.
I remember Stardoll. Oh my god.
Stardoll was the shit. It was the shit.
We were using Stardoll to text. We were using Stardoll to chat. We had our houses. Like, we were linking up on Stardoll. Yeah, it was.
My days,
we're
I
giving gifts
that.
On Stardoll. It was a shit. It was amazing. So these people fought, like, on Stardoll, and then they now fought also on Facebook. And then the school I went to was so mad because tell me why they involved the counselor. And the first thing the counselor says is, go to your Facebook and print me your DMs.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
And they had to come the next day with, like, printed copies of it. And she went through it one by one, dissected. I was like, you'll have time.
Now, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of, so when I saw Lai, like, that's exactly how it felt. Like, they will send you, and she can be so deep to them. I'm like, are you guys not grown?
Beefing young children, first of all, can I just say that they had no business involving themselves in a Stardoll controversy?
I don't know if I understand the concept, because I'm just thinking about it now. Imagine if I was, like, in charge of teenagers, and they had, like, would I try to interfere and resolve? But to be fair, it's not my business. And guess what? I'm even tired. I'm stressed. I don't want to be here. Like, the most I can do is encourage you guys to sort out your issues amicably.
Exactly. Exactly.
But for me to involve myself, of which the first time that actually happened to me in another high school, this time I had just broken up with one guy and his sister was yelling at me. I was telling his sister that it's time for you to go home. And the mom of the car said, no, you are going to sort it out. I said, ah.
I am crying.
This was on a Friday. I can never forget, because I woke up with him intentionally on Friday, because I was like, you know what, Saturday and Sunday, everybody should go and cool off. We come back on Monday and act like nothing happened. Not knowing that the mommy was going to say, no, you have to sort it out today. I said, God.
Secondary school was what?
Yeah.
And I can't just say that. I feel like learning for us so that we don't become this kind of adults. Like, why are we involving ourselves in children's matters? Like, can I just think?
Like, who cares at the end of the day? Okay, before we even move on, please, how is everyone doing? How are you guys doing mentally, physically?
You know the crazy thing? Like, literally, I'm not even gonna lie, Chika called me. If, like, I think yesterday or the way, Chika actually called me and I couldn't pick the call because I didn't know what I was doing. However, have I been mentally? So, first of all, for, like, the whole of March, I traveled. And we'll probably still...
That's another thing. You've been gallivanting up and down. I just want to ask everybody on this podcast, is all, if you see your friends on an app that they've been traveling, a close friend of yours, how would you feel?
Well... I'll feel very betrayed.
Not Irene, it's
But should I give an example? It's like, when you're very close to someone, and you know, yeah, the person's like a sister to you, and you find out that the person has gone to another country by WhatsApp notifying you that they've changed their number. Do you know how crazy that is? Do you know how crazy that is?
Yeah, can we? Yeah, not the pot calling the kettle black.
God has been calling.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Because
I love it. We just forgive each other. Let me just tell you the truth. Let me tell you guys the truth. There's a story in the Bible like this. Let me tell you. So there was one man, right? He was owing the king a lot of money. And then he begged the king and said, please forgive me. The king forgave him. Then he went outside and saw somebody that was owing him money and refused to forgive. And the people said, ah, the king just forgave you. Why can't you forgive this person? And he went, this is exactly what has happened here. You see this life? I love it.
Immediately, Irene started talking. I knew she was going to bring that up. Immediately, she started talking. I just knew it. Okay, checkmate. Fine, I'll take it. Okay, but the fact that you went on a trip and you were gallivanting up and down on London.
The most exciting thing that happened was I went on a date. Somebody set me up there.
Okay, I didn't know that. Nobody did. Okay, maybe I didn't look at you.
Maybe 2 dates, because I met him.
Can you see this person that is on the screen?
It's not like I fell in love. It's not like I really...
I don't care. You went on a date and somebody set you up. Did I know?
Fair enough.
To be fair, it's actually fairly new information. Fairly new. She
But
was not
wait,
aware that she was going to
Esther,
be
where
sent
are
on
you
a
now?
date
I'm in Paris.
with some.
Eh. So since she went and has come to Paris, it's not fairly new because she went on the date where she was there and now that she's back.
You have a point there. You
Anyways,
have a
don't
point
worry. We'll
there.
talk about this another time. But how are you genuinely doing, both of you, Esther and Irene?
I said, I think I'm in a good place. I took a much needed rest, a much needed break, but I'm settled mentally. Irene, how are you?
Career-wise, yeah, career-wise, I'm taking a huge step. I want to quit my job.
Oh, I ended up quitting.
Oh no, not yet. In April.
Okay.
So I'm quitting my job in April. Mostly because I know that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be in advertising. And I don't know. I stayed because I kind of like the whole environment, But now they're stressing me. And I don't like stress. So then I'm kind of changing my career path into being a character artist right now. And I have a lot to learn. And it's kind of overwhelming.
And the thing is that change is very intimidating. Like when you're like a new space in your life, it can seem very scary because you don't know how it's going to go. But you just have to trust the process. Trust that, a tough time might come, but what it will never last. So I believe in you, and I'm very excited for your career change.
Very excited to.
Chika, I have a random question for you. As an aside,
Okay.
not even a deep thing. What are your thoughts on like dating older men?
Depends on, okay, define older.
Like,
Do you mean you're older?
older, like in their 40s.
Okay, so let's say 30 plus to 40.
At this age,
Old
I'm
are
just
you?
turning 23.
You're a big girl.
I'm 23.
You're a big girl. You're a big girl. No, what you can is the way you
I'm
think you're a
grown.
small girl for me. The guy I had
I
a
don't
date
know.
with is actually turning 30 in a few days. He's 29.
Would you classify that as an older guy, though? Is that an
How
older
is he
man?
older? You people are in the same age bracket.
29.
He's
That's the thing.
not.
29 is not.
I wouldn't say 29 is significantly old. Obviously, he's older, but he's not old. I would put him in older
Okay,
men.
what's the
When
difference
I think
between 30
older men,
plus?
I think 30 plus, like 35, 40.
That's what I would consider older. Anyone in my age bracket is not older. Like within 10 years is not older to me,
Okay,
personally.
fair. So the 35 is uncle, we don't date them, Abby. I'm asking for a
That's
friend. Okay.
they're like 35. I just feel like
Don't know. That's giving me like it can be my uncle.
life is
My uncle.
ex.
No,
I
he's not
don't.
your
I
uncle. He
never.
can be like a cousin that you call uncle. Maybe.
Swag.
Maybe not your direct uncle.
But the fact that I have to call you uncle is
No, you should not be using.
please.
Can I tell you guys something? So when I
Yeah.
went to the UK, I stayed with my cousin in quotes. Now my cousin, right? His mom or his parents are not the direct siblings of my parents. But you know how you say family member is a cousin, right?
Yeah.
So the first day we met, bear in mind my mom is living with my auntie in America and she has been trying to hook me up for the longest time. The first day we met, we took pictures and sent it to my mom. That's how my auntie now asks me that, Esther, who is that? She first of all she told my mom, so my mom reported that to me. Hey, Esther, who is that boy? I said, Auntie, that's my cousin. She said, Esther, how do you have a cousin that I don't know about? That's not your cousin. I said, Auntie, that's my cousin. But Esther, that boy is your can't date you. That you I like that boy. I said, Auntie, we grew up as cousins. She said, no. That you people need to know who your cousin. That is the problem I have with my children. That now the people they want to marry, they said they grew up as cousins, so they cannot marry them. That is not your cousin. That's my cousin. He said, no, that's not your cousin. I don't know that boy.
I'm so sorry, but you do not marry or date someone that you grew up calling your cousin.
Cousin.
No,
Exactly.
No, my auntie was so mad. She was like, Esther. I said, but he thinks we're cousins. She said, you have to correct him.
Hey,
I'm crying.
Funny.
All
I'm
right,
not even bothered
darlings.
though.
This has been a very intriguing episode. Very, very interesting stuff. Sadly, a lot has not been. You guys have. Let me just say, if you're hearing this outro, you didn't hear all of this episode because there were just some things that could not be
You
repeated.
don't anything.
Because last, these are our friends, and the way we talk with each other, you don't need to know
Yeah.
everything. But like we said, we hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It was fun having our friends.
I feel like we need to start regularizing our games nights because I want to have games night
Yeah.
every
I mean, we
Yeah.
used to. We used to have every
It
week.
was more frequent than this. It was more frequent
But
than
life
this.
happened.
This episode also just shows that you guys, it doesn't matter how far your friends are, you should always make time to check up because we're all going through shit.
Yeah, we're all in different places.
Exactly. Very much so. We still like try to make time. So I'd recommend maybe doing like a games night or just catching up call, like just something to bring you guys together and just have like, even if it's just like an hour or two, just chat, laugh, gist. The gist I've heard today. Let me just tell you people. You can't hear everything there, but the gist I've heard today.
Actually,
You
but
have.
it needs to be obvious.
Okay, let's finish quickly. Then we'll talk.
The things that I told you that
We'll talk.
this
We'll talk. Okay. All right. Everyone, thanks for listening. See you guys. Catch us next week on a new episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.